This is Cross Hope with Randy Snyder. Cross Hope is broadcast daily and shares 5 minutes of hope and encouragement from the Word of God. Our companion website is www.crosshope.org. Now, with today's uplifting message, here's Randy.
You find out your problems follow you where you go, and you still don't get along with your in-laws, and you still don't get along with him or her, and you still don't get along with this person. And so often we think the answer is just to go to another place, and sometimes it is, but sometimes it's not the answer. Sometimes it's not the answer to all our problems, because the problems follow us. Now, here's the most dramatic thing. God tells Jeremiah, tell the people not to go. And Jeremiah is told by the people, we'll do whatever God tells you. But you got to be careful when you say that. I'll do whatever the Lord tells me. And then they disobey the Lord. It's a dramatic story. And they do just the opposite of what the Lord told them. We're just going to read a few verses, chapter 42 today, of Jeremiah. Then all the army officers, including Johanan, son of Kareah, and Jezaniah, son of Hoshaiah. Well, these names are great, I'll tell you. And all the people, from the least to the greatest, approached Jeremiah the prophet and said to him, please hear our petition and pray to the Lord your God for this entire remnant. For as you now see, though we were once many, now we're only a few are left. Pray that the Lord your God will tell us where we should go and what we should do. I have heard you, replied Jeremiah the prophet. I will certainly pray to the Lord your God as you have requested. I will tell you everything the Lord says and will keep nothing back from you. Then they said to Jeremiah, may the Lord be a true and faithful witness against us. If we do not act in accordance with everything the Lord your God sends you to tell us. And this is an incredible verse, verse 6. Whether it is favorable or unfavorable, we will obey the Lord our God, to whom we are sending you, so that it will go well with us, for we will obey the Lord our God. 10 days later, they get the answer, and they say, we're not staying. We're going to Egypt, where we'll be safer. I'm going to talk about all those things this morning. I want to talk to you about verse 3, first of all, if we could bring that up. I really find this intriguing. It's just a basic comment on life, your life and my life. Verse 3 says, pray that the Lord your God will tell us where we should go and what we should do. Have you ever thought about how much we pray comes out of that verse? What is it we pray for? Lord, where should we go? What choices should we make? And Lord, tell us what to do. Don't pray that prayer if you're not willing to abide by the answer. Don't pray that prayer if you're not willing to abide by the answer. But so much of life is simply asking the Lord where we should go and what we should do. And I want to take that a step further. It's also, you may have never thought about this before, but sometimes things happen in your life in response to the prayers of other people for you. Don't want to get too mystical and otherworldly here, but sometimes things happen in your life, good things, because somebody else has prayed on your behalf. You had a mom or dad who prayed for you in ways that you'll never know about until eternity. You had a husband or wife who prayed for you in a way in tears on your behalf, and you'll never know about it. You had a parent, you had a son or daughter who prayed for you in ways. And things are happening in your life in response to their prayers. You know what that was a reminder to me? Things happened in my life because of somebody else's prayer. Who's praying for you? And who are the people that you're praying for? A son or daughter, a parent, a brother or sister, and maybe God is waiting for you to pray on their behalf, to intercede, to stand in the gap, as I like to say it, where you stand in the gap for somebody else and you intercede on their behalf.
We'll continue this message from Jeremiah 42 tomorrow on Cross Hope. That's crosshope.org.
You've been listening to Cross Hope with Randy Snyder. For more information about this ministry or to re-listen to any message heard on this broadcast, go to our website at crosshope.org. Be sure to join us at this same time each weekday or listen at www.crosshope.org. Cross Hope is listener-supported and is produced by Cross Hope Ministries, Incorporated.